The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels administered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
There was a mother camel and her baby were talking one day, and the baby camel asked, "Mom, why have we these huge three-toed feet?" Mom replied, "To enable us to trek across the soft sand of the desert without sinking." "And why have we got these long eyelashes?" the boy asked. "Well," Mom said, "to keep the sand out of our eyes on the trip through the desert." And again, the boy asked, "Why do we have these large humps on our back?" The mother, now kind of becoming a little bit impatient with the boy, but nevertheless, she answered, "They are there to help us store water for our long treks across the desert, so we can go without water for long periods." The boy says, "Okay, I get it," says the boy. "We have huge feet to stop us from sinking, long eyelashes to keep the sand out of our eyes, and humps to store water. Then, Mom, why the heck are we in Colorado Springs Zoo?" Modern life sometimes makes one feel like a camel in the zoo, doesn't it? And like camels in the zoo, we need at times to go into the desert in order to discover who we truly are. And the season of Lent invites us to enter into the desert experience. The desert, in fact, was the birthplace of the people of God's first covenant. The Hebrew people left Egypt as they scattered tribes. But arriving at the promised land, they arrived as one nation under God. And it was in the desert that they became people of God's covenant. In the course of their history, in fact, in the promised land, when their love and faithfulness to God grew cold, the prophets would suggest their return to the desert place to rediscover their identity, their vocation, and their mission as a way of reawakening their faith and strengthening their covenantal relationship with God. The fathers of the prophets, Elijah, and the greatest prophet of all, John the Baptist, were people of the desert. They lived in the desert, they ate desert food, and they adopted a simple desert lifestyle. As in fact, so did the Apostle Paul shortly after Jesus knocked him off his horse. He went into the desert for roughly 3 years. And so the desert is like the university for God, where he makes his way known to his students and his disciples. In today's gospel, we read that after Jesus was baptized, the Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness. He was in a wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with wild beasts, and the angels were administering to him. But where else but a desert could one have such a meaningful encounter with the Holy Spirit as well as Satan, and of wild beasts as well as angels? The desert is a school where one can distinguish easily between the voice of God and the temptations of Satan. Now, in our current society, we hear a horde of voices from the moment we get up in the morning until we go to sleep at night. the countless voices in the various publications, the soliciting voices of radio and TV, and the internet, of course, the voices of those whom we live with and work with, and not forgetting our own unceasing inner voices. In the desert, we can leave most of these voices behind to focus on distinguishing between the guiding voice of God and the tempting voice of Satan. In the desert, we come to know ourselves, our strength, our weaknesses, and our divine calling. In our desert, we encounter beasts and angels that are in us, the beasts and angels that we carry in ourselves. And sometimes we fail to recognize the wild beasts in us, which leads us to vainglory. Or we fail to recognize the angels in us, and it leads to self-hatred. But in the desert and prayers, in the desert experiments, we can come to terms with those we already are, or who we already are, and be reconciled with the beasts and the angels in our lives, and hopefully begin to experience peace in our soul. Lent is a time of desert experiences. Now, we cannot all afford to go out and buy a camel. They don't sell any in BV, as you might notice. And head off to the nearest desert. But we can all create a desert space in our overcrowded lives. We can set aside a place and a time to be alone with God. A time to distance ourselves from the noise and voices that bombard us every day. A time to hear God's word, a time to rediscover who we are before God, a time to say yes to God and no to Satan, as Jesus did. And so welcome to Lent. Welcome to the desert. God bless.